This is Benny Hill speaking. You know, when I go to a restaurant, I'm a pretty adventurous eater, and I've got the ulcers to prove it. When I go to a foreign restaurant, I always look down the menu till I find something I don't understand, and then I order it. And then it's afterwards that I find out that I've ordered octopus, or squid, or the manager sometimes, who knows. But when it comes to cooking at home, I really don't have the time or the patience to fiddle around too much in the kitchen, and when I'm entertaining any of the dozen or so ladies who are in love with me, I don't spend too much time preparing things. I don't know, somehow I think that nowadays my get-up-and-go has got up and gone. Heaven knows what I'll be like when I reach 30. So anyway, I've got something here for you which is pretty simple. Believe me, if an idiot like me can do it, anybody can. Now, first of all, get hold of one whole chicken and ask the butcher to joint it. Or if you like, you can use chicken joints. Now, sprinkle the chicken pieces with salt, freshly ground pepper, and leave them in a china bowl or a dish deep enough to take all the joints comfortably. Now take the marinade, I think. Pour the oil into a small bowl, squeeze in the juice of 4 lemons, and add the grated rind of 1 lemon. Stir in the finely chopped parsley, salt, and pepper. And now for the punchline. Mix the grated onion and the crushed garlic and add them to the marinade. Now, if you hate garlic, you can leave it out, but it does add such a lovely flavour. Blend the whole thing briskly with a spoon and pour it over the chicken pieces, basting carefully to make sure that each joint is covered. Now you can forget about it for at least 4 hours, longer if you want to. But if you happen to be passing, just give the joints an occasional basting with the marinade and take a couple of appetizing sniffs. Lovely. And when the time comes to cook your dinner, lift the chicken out of the marinade, wiping each piece carefully with the kitchen paper. Melt the butter in a frying pan large enough to take all the joints and brown them all over. Turn the chicken pieces skin side up, pour over the marinade, cover the pan and leave it to simmer very, very gently for about an hour. And this leaves you free to entertain your guests with just an occasional sneaky look to make sure the chicken is not drying out or sticking. And when it's cooked, arrange the pieces in a warmed serving dish, pour over the sauce and garnish with sprigs of watercress and lemon slices cut into wedges. Serve with sauté potatoes, or if you're pushed for time, a packet of instant mash, and that'll mop up the sauce. And if you like, you can have a green vegetable or a salad with it. Delicious! Good luck!